8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, June 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. A 52-year-old woman fell overboard and became unconscious while rafting the San Miguel River Tuesday. The woman and two others fell off of a raft after it hit a rock, according to the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office. The two were able to get back into the boat quickly, but the third was in the water for up to 10 minutes. Witnesses say she attempted to swim back to the boat but floated for a half a mile before another passenger pulled her in. A river guide then performed CPR and called for help. The woman was transported to the Montrose Memorial Hospital for treatment. Susan Lilly, a spokesperson with the sheriff's office, says right now the river is running high and can be dangerous.
Be very, very careful. Be careful on embankments. Be careful. Keep a close eye on your children. Don't let them get too close. Keep a close eye on your dogs. As far as the river rafting, it's kind of, I would call it maybe a love-hate relationship at this point, because the river's going to be a lot of fun to raft on these guided tours. They know what they're doing. They're well-trained, as is evident by this situation, but it also presents a very real danger.
That was Susan Lilly, a spokesperson for the San Miguel Sheriff's Office. The leader of the Delta County Republican Party took responsibility for the racist memes on her Facebook page, but she did not step down. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Linda Sorensen admitted to liking a picture on Facebook that called President Barack Obama a chimpanzee. In a released statement, she said she apologizes for her bad judgment, then accused the blogger she talked to of playing the gotcha journalism game, and then attacked the left for being intolerant and for labeling her a bigot and racist. She closed the statement with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She did not resign. The Delta County Republican Central Committee held their regular meeting on Tuesday night. Republican Sheriff Fred McKee, who doesn't speak for the party leadership but is an involved member, says that they're going to look into the Facebook post further.
Without making any judgment decisions regarding this, after a lengthy discussion, it was decided that within the Central Committee, there is an accountability committee, and we turned the question of this whole Facebook issue with Linda Sorensen over to the accountability committee to report back to the whole committee by the end of June.
The accountability committee is comprised of representatives from Delta County's different precincts. There was also issues with Sorensen advocating for a Republican candidate before the primary, but that issue wasn't addressed yet. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Prominent Democrats in Colorado are denouncing Donald Trump's comments against a Mexican-American judge who was born in Indiana. But as Benta Berkland reports, the Republican Party chairman is still backing Trump.
Governor John Hickenlooper called Trump's comments that a federal judge could not be objective because of his Mexican heritage pointedly racist. And former U.S. Energy and Transportation Secretary Federico Pena worries what would happen under a Trump presidency.
I don't think he could appoint a Mexican-American to any position in government because he would conclude that person is Mexican and not American. And more sadly, that person is biased.
Republicans nationally have also denounced the comments. GOP State Chairman Steve House says he'd rather have the conversation now than closer to the November election. But he still thinks Trump has time to appeal to Hispanic and moderate voters.
When there's two candidates, and only two candidates, when it does get over, and it's all probability, Trump versus Clinton, I think we're going to see Trump's going to expand his base.
All five of the Republican candidates in Colorado's U.S. Senate primary opposed Trump's statements. Ryan Frazier and Jack Graham went so far as to say they are withdrawing their support for Trump for now. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A program aimed at getting more solar on rooftops in Delta County reached its halfway point. Solarize Delta County runs through July. Peonia-based Solar Energy International is leading the effort. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with AmeriCorps Vista Gerald Espinoza about the program.
So the Solarize Delta County program is a three-month outreach and educational program. And so June 1st marked the halfway point. And so we are quickly approaching the sunset of the second expanded round of Solarize Delta County. And so we're really kind of in that phase of just continued outreach and fostering people through the program that have registered so far.
What's the overall goal of the program? How many people do you want to sign up for solar installs?
So last round in our pilot program, Solarize North Fork, we contracted 23 residential systems between Hotchkiss, Paonia, and Crawford. And now that we're a countywide program with the help of Delta County Economic Development, we're really shooting to double that number. So 50 installs, I think, is something totally doable. Currently, at this stage of the program, we have 94 people registered for a free remote site assessment. And so what that means, it's a no-obligation commitment to that they want to learn more about solar. And so once they register, they get a free remote site assessment from us to complete, which tells us a little bit more about their energy usage, their roof, their footprint. And from there, we jump on the phone with them and kind of talk about the next steps. What's Solarize? How do I go about putting solar on my roof? How do I finance these systems? And we talk about some of these other steps they might be able to take as well, like energy efficiency. And we're really excited about that. 94 people that are telling their neighbors, telling their friends about it, and bringing more people to some of these educational events, which everyone can benefit from. And so if we're looking at the number of 50 installs, whether that's commercial or residential, that will pan out to roughly 250 kilowatts of solar, or roughly a quarter of a megawatt.
And for people who aren't that familiar with energy terms, what does that translate to?
So the average system in America is around 5 to 6 kilowatts, and that's going to suffice for your yearly needs. It's going to meet 100% of your annual production. And so at around 5 to 6 kilowatts, 50 installs, we're really shooting for that 250 kilowatt benchmark.
How are you reaching out to folks?
It's been a multimedia approach, and the trick has been, how do we reach people in a very dispersed community? So we've been having a heavy presence on social media. We've also been featured in a lot of press stories from sources throughout the county, and we currently actually have exhibits in all the Delta County libraries. And so when you walk into any single branch in the county, you would actually be able to access educational resources to not only explain solar and natural building, passive building, energy efficiency, things like that, but also showcase our program and where to get more information to learn about going solar.
That was Gerald Espinoza, an AmeriCorps Vista at SEI, speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. Oil topped $50 a barrel this week, which is the highest it has been all year. But the price of oil is still nearly half of what it was in 2014. That means low gas prices for the summertime travel season. The U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts that gas will average around $2.27 a gallon this summer. That's 36 cents lower than last summer. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.